The scripture reading for today is Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 to 33. Verse 31. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds. But when it has grown, it is bigger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it was all leavened. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." 今天的经文是马太福音十三章三十一至三十三节。耶稣又对他们讲了另外一个比喻，说天国好像一粒芥菜种，人拿去把它种在田里，它是种子中最小的，但长大了却比其他的蔬菜都大，成为一棵树，甚至天空的飞鸟也来在它的枝头搭窝。他对他们讲了另外一个比喻，天国好像面笑，妇女拿去放在三斗面里，直到全团发起来。这是上帝的话语，感谢上帝。
The psalmist proclaims that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us rejoice as we give thanks to God for his 180 years of faithfulness to PSBC, so that we will listen to his voice and continue to follow his leading faithfully. After my sermon, the preacher Janice Lee will provide a summary in Mandarin. Let us go to God in prayer. Let us pray. O God, our Father, we give thanks for your faithfulness that is from everlasting to everlasting. We pray that we in this generation will respond to your word and the call of your spirit, so that we will faithfully follow your leading beyond our 180th anniversary. For we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the head of the church. Amen. In 1843, there was a remarkable milestone in the history of colonial Singapore. And to mark that significant milestone, more than 300 people gathered for the inaugural event. Of course, in 1843, what else could be more significant than when the Singapore Sporting Club organized its first race? There were spectators watching the race. There were prizes to be won. It was even declared a public holiday. So what kind of race did the Singapore Sporting Club organize? It is not the kind of race that we could participate in, because we are talking about horse racing. Horse racing. In 1924, the Singapore Sporting Club was renamed the Singapore Turf Club. And it was reported in the news just a few months ago that the Singapore Turf Club will be closed next year to make space for redevelopment. So in that same year, in 1843, the Singapore Sporting Club started its first race, and the Malay Mission Chapel started its first service. But 180 years later, the Turf Club will close, but the church will continue as one of the most historic churches in Singapore. And in God's faithfulness, We were renamed from the Malay Mission Chapel to the Straits Chinese Church, the Straits Chinese Presbyterian Church, and finally Prinsep Street Presbyterian Church. This church has gone through the colonial years, the war years, the nation building years, and for us in this generation, the pandemic years. And the history of PSBC is a testimony of God's faithfulness. And the point is that the recollection of the King's faithfulness is for us to realize kingdom principles. Kingdom principles at work in this church. Jesus responded in Matthew chapter 13 to the apparent presence of opposition and the apparent absence of progression in his public ministry. And through a series of parables in chapter 13, he wanted his disciples to grasp the dynamic between present reality versus ultimate destiny of God's kingdom. And at this anniversary, we shall look at the parable of the mustard seed and the yeast, so that we, in this generation, will know what it means for us to celebrate God's faithfulness and to continue the mission. This is the parable of the mustard seed in verses 31 to 32. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. Now the mustard seed is not the smallest known seed in the world. It is not. But in biblical times, it was the smallest seed that was sown and planted. So when the seed goes into the mustard tree, it will look like a huge bush up to 3 meters high, tall enough, big enough for the birds to make their nest in the branches. But Jesus was not only contrasting between the small size of the seed and the greatness of the tree. He was making a significant and important connection with the Old Testament. Yes, the Old Testament. Because in the Old Testament, the cedar tree was a symbol of how God's people would flourish and grow and be a blessing to many people when they were in a right relationship with Him. Consider how Ezekiel chapter 17, verse 23 describes God's intended work among His people to be a blessing. It is written here, "On the mountain heights of Israel will I plant it, that it may bear branches and produce fruit and become a noble cedar. And under it will dwell every kind of bird. In the shade of its branches, birds of every sort will nest." In other words, God intended for His people to grow like a fruitful cedar tree that will bring blessings to many. And so, in the parable of the mustard seed, Jesus was contrasting the smallest of the seed with the greatness of its potential to bless many. And that means that despite the small beginning of God's kingdom, it will grow to fulfill great potential. Therefore, the kingdom principle is that because God is at work to bring greatness out of littleness, there is potential despite insignificant beginning. There is potential despite insignificant beginning. How does this kingdom principle inspire us beyond our 180th anniversary? After the Opium War ended in 1842, the London Missionary Society decided to pivot their focus to China. But Reverend Benjamin Kingsbury stayed on here in Singapore to start the Malay Mission Chapel. In some of his original letters, he shared about the challenges of doing the work. But he also shared about how he believed that that was God's calling for him. And he shared about how God enabled him to continue. So in the life of Kingsbury, and in the lives of the many who came after him, we saw how God brought greatness out of littleness. When we live for the sake of his purpose, rather than for our own pursuits. The first overseas trip that my wife and I made when pandemic measures were lifted was to Angkor Wat in Siem Reap, Cambodia. We were supposed to go in 2020, but suspended because of the pandemic. And so we were able to go, and when we visited the massive UNESCO World Heritage Site, we were overwhelmed by the wealth, the grandeur, the splendor of the Angkor Empire from the 9th to 14th century that allowed them to build a massive, gigantic religious structure. We were told that this tree was where Angelina Jolie filmed the Tomb Raider movie, that particular location. But what struck me was not the fact that that tree was featured in the movie. What struck me was the fact that there was a big contrast between the decaying ruins versus the thriving growth of that tree. The decaying ruins of the Angkor Empire versus the thriving growth of that massive tree. So likewise, when we live for our own pursuits, it will come to futility. But when we live for the sake of God's purposes, it will come to fruition. Our efforts and your efforts may seem insignificant, oftentimes feel like a waste of time. But because it is the King who is at work, his kingdom has potential despite insignificant beginning. Therefore, let us go forth from this 180th anniversary to fulfill the PSBC vision, proclaiming salvation perfected in Christ. If the parable of the mustard seed shows us the principle that God's kingdom has potential despite insignificant beginning, what then is the principle behind the parable of the East? It is written in verse 33. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour, till it was all leavened. Now, leavened or yeast, when used in other parts of the scripture, would be a negative symbol of evil. But here, in this context, in the series of parables of the kingdom, it was used as a positive symbol. A positive symbol to help the disciples to grasp the contrast between present reality versus ultimate destiny. And to understand this parable, we need to pay attention to the contrast between the East with the 3 measures of flour. How much is 3 measures? 3 measures will be considered 40 liters. 40 liters of flour, that would be more than enough to bake bread for more than 100 people. That's a lot. Therefore, the point of this parable is that a small amount of yeast can work in a hidden way on a huge amount of flour. So if the first kingdom principle is that the kingdom has potential despite insignificant beginning, then the second kingdom principle is that the kingdom is pervasive despite inconspicuous working. Pervasive despite inconspicuous working. How does this principle inspire us beyond our 180th anniversary? Although the world has emerged out of the pandemic, we are facing a world with increasing geopolitical tensions, climate crisis, culture wars. The decline of Christianity in the West saw increasing number of churches being converted to restaurants, to pubs, to residential homes, and the latest trend of champing. Champing? Champing is a new trend. church camping, champing. But hey, it is not new, right? When we have lighthouse camp, hey, it's champing. The youth champing in church, free, don't need to charge you money. We have been doing that. So lighthouse camp is called champing. Even right here in Singapore, we are seeing rising secularism and competing narratives of gender identity. Because of all these challenges, it is easy for the Christian community to feel besieged, marginalized, and sidelined. Because of these challenges, it is easy for us to feel that it is futile, to think that it is futile to be proclaiming salvation, to be perfected in Christ. Yet, it is exactly at times like this, challenging times like this, that we must realize that because the King is at work in His kingdom to bring greatness out of littleness, His kingdom is pervasive despite inconspicuous working. Consider John Knox, the reformer and founder of Scottish Presbyterianism. Despite the opposition of the Catholic monarch, Mary, Queen of Scots, John Knox once proclaimed these famous words: "One man with God is always in the majority." Famous words that we Presbyterians must take to heart. For some of us, your ministry may seem insignificant and feel like a waste of time. Yet because the King is at work, His kingdom has potential despite insignificant beginning. When we look back over these 10 years, PSBC's ministries have deepened in depth, expanded in breadth, because the King is at work. And for some of us, our financial contributions may seem inconspicuous. No one knows whether you give or don't give, how much you give, and feel like a waste of money. Yet because the King is at work, His kingdom is pervasive despite inconspicuous working. When we look back over the 10 years, your giving to the anniversary fund has provided theological education to not one, not three, not five, but 10 of our staff, interns, and congregants to serve in a diversity of vocations in God's kingdom beyond PSPC, as chaplain, as counselor, as missionary, as pastor, as theologian. Therefore, let us go forth from this 180th anniversary to continue PSBC's mission, worships passionately, lives biblically, prays fervently, equips holistically, serves faithfully, and evangelizes globally. Because when we do so, we participate in the King's work, in His kingdom, which has potential despite insignificant beginning and is pervasive despite inconspicuous working. In August 2017, there was a massive hurricane with winds up to 215 kilometers per hour that smashed into the US state of Texas, leaving behind massive, tremendous destruction. Many trees were uprooted by the ferocity of the wind, but there was one tree at Goose Island State Park that survived the destruction. That tree was nicknamed the Big Tree, and it has a diameter, imagine with me, diameter 3 meters, a circumference of the trunk 10 meters. And what is even more remarkable about this oak tree is that it is more than 1,000 years old. 1,000 years old. And because of that, it survived the devastating bombardment during the American Civil War that flattened the nearby town. It survived. It survived numerous floods, droughts, wildfires, and numerous major hurricanes. When people come to visit the Big Tree, they will see a signboard with this verse, which reads, "I am a live oak tree, and I am very old. I have seen spring return more than 1,000 times. I can remember hundreds of hurricanes. Most I'd rather forget, but I withstood." It is easy for us to focus on the greatness of this oak tree, but forget the smallness of its beginning. No matter how big the oak tree, it first started as a small seed that is just a few centimeters long. So let us go forth from this 180th anniversary to know that God is at work in you, in your ministry, in PSPC, to bring greatness out of littleness beyond what we can hope for or imagine, because we are first and foremost, from beginning to the end, in the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And let's all stand as we respond. Let us pray. O God, our Father, we praise and thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who calls us to look beyond our present reality to grasp the ultimate destiny of your kingdom. Inspire us to lift up our eyes to recognize God at work, who brings greatness out of littleness, so that we can have the faith to believe that because the King is at work, your kingdom has potential despite insignificant beginning. Because the King is at work, your kingdom is pervasive despite inconspicuous working. So just as your Holy Spirit had done so for our forefathers, predecessors, and all those who have gone before us, may your Spirit continue to lead PSPC in this generation to arise from our 180th anniversary to live for the sake of your kingdom purposes, to proclaim salvation, to be perfected in Christ, to continue the mission to worship passionately as a faith community, to live biblically as authentic disciples, to pray fervently and experience the power of God, to equip holistically and be useful instruments in your hands, to serve faithfully and be a blessing to many, and to evangelize globally so that the kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Lord and His Christ. For we pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. And now, preacher Janice Lee will give a short summary of the sermon in Mandarin.
Hello, 大家早上好。 我刚才牧师的主题的经文呢，正道的题目呢是小起点的震撼。 那么今天呢，它的信息主要的重点呢，是在以下，在180周年的时候，年前呢，新加坡的赛马场和我们的教会，那时候是马来堂啊，是同一年开始的，两者同样经历了180年之久，但是不一样的地方就是我们的赛马场明年即将要关闭，而我们教会长老会磐石堂将成为最具有历史之意的教会。 那么我们的教会呢，经历了殖民时期、战争时期、建国时期，来到我们这一代，我们也经历了疫情，在当中我们见证了上帝的信实。那么今天从今天的经文，从马太福音13章31到31节的芥菜种的比喻里面呢，我们可以看到上帝天国的两个的原则。 第一个的原则就是我们的起点虽然不高，但是我们的潜力巨大。在这个芥菜种的比喻里面呢，芥菜种是很小个的，但是它长大的时候呢，它的树枝和它的叶子是非常茂盛的，可以长成3米高的树，甚至呢鸟可以在那里搭窝。那么这个比喻和我们的周年庆有什么关系呢？有的，当时候我们的这一个的笨杰明 基斯伯里的牧师呢，他来到新加坡宣教的时候呢，在他的代祷信里面呢，他其实是面对许多的困难的。他的侍奉在当时候是微小的，但是因着上帝的大能却带了巨大的成果。所以这是和这个芥菜种的比喻呢是一样的，一个小小的起点却带来了无比的震撼。那么我们的牧师呢，有一次呢，他去到柬埔寨旅行的时候呢，他参观了这个五格谷。五格谷呢是很出名的一个的景点。这个五格谷是在高景帝皇王朝的时候呢是很奔波发展的，然后建筑物呢都是金碧辉煌的，但是呢现在呢已经变得很荒凉了。可是在当中呢有一棵树却依然高大茂盛。这带给我们什么样的一个的反思呢？就是如果我们建立自己的国度，我们就好像这个五格谷一样，最终还是变得荒凉。但是如果我们愿意为主做工的时候呢，起点不高不用紧，但是潜力巨大，因为上帝在行奇妙的大事，使他的国壮大。那么芥菜种的比喻后面呢，还有另外一个的比喻，就是发酵的比喻，告诉我们天国第二个的原则，那就是我们的行动虽然不起眼，但是可以发展到无处不在。就是小小的酵母看起来不起眼，但当它放在大量的面粉里面，面粉就可以发得很大。在疫情期间呢，我们教会经历了艰难和挑战，也经历了荒凉和被边缘化。但是当我们回顾上帝在这十年的作为，我们会惊讶地发现，当我们所献上的一点点虽然看起来不起眼，但是加上上帝大大的祝福，它可以发挥了很大的影响力。例如是什么呢？大家奉献的神学教育基金，让十位的同工、实习生和会友在十年过去的十年里面有机会完成神学教育，目前他们在不同的地方来服侍上帝。所以上帝呼召教会呢，是传扬主的救恩，在基督里完全成为一个热情敬拜、按圣经生活、热切祷告、全面装备、忠心侍奉和普世传扬福音的教会。所以让我们在这180年的周年庆继续前进，延续教会的意向，传扬主的救恩，在基督里完全。那么在结语的时候呢，我们在2017年美国的这个德克萨斯州有一个很强大的暴风雨，摧毁了很多的树，但是有一棵树却没有倒。这个树有3米高10米宽，而这个树呢已经超过1000年了。大家能够欣赏这个老树呢，觉得它很宏伟呢，但是其实在这棵强大的树里面呢，它是从一个微小的种子开始的。所以让我们在这个180周年庆之际呢，看见上帝在我们的身上，在我们教会的事工里面动工，以小的起点带来大大的震撼。这绝对是超乎我们的想象的，因为我们从开始到结束，我们一直都在万王之王、万主之主耶稣基督的国度里。阿门。